Michael Ann will be releasing her mixtape, I'm Strong, I'm Brave, with the second track, I'm Gonna Throw Up Everywhere. You can get it. Oh, loud noises. You can get it exclusively at hatespinnerbaitpod.com, which does not exist. But if it did.
Oh my god, oh my god. No, no, no. That's not good.
The third track will be, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
I love you. You're worth it.
The thing is she's not even editing this episode, so she won't get to hear me say this. So, should I keep my rambling? Cool. The podcast where we hate spinnerbait, but we love taking a nice nap.
Oh my god, boy, do we! Literally, my favorite pastime.
I love a nap.
It's like a couple of nap. Who doesn't like a little good little nap? It's lovely.
I'm Michael Ann, and with me, as always, is Bethany. How's it going? How's the world tour?
This is gonna ruin the tour. This is gonna ruin the world tour. The world tour is going. It's thriving. And this world tour is about to be on world vacation. So I am feeling hashtag blessed that I am about to be on vacay, especially because usually I wouldn't get like 2 full weeks in the summer. And I got one already when we went to Europe. I don't know if you heard about that.
I don't know if you guys knew we did that.
I don't know if we did that. We may have talked about it a couple times. And now I get the 4th of July week off. So I'm feeling really great. And Taylor Swift was tempting me because they opened up more tickets for Amsterdam. Ugh. And obviously I'm not actually going to fly to Amsterdam on 4th of July. But I was like, I don't know. I'm off this week. What are tickets selling for? I did look. Just to be clear, everyone, I wasn't actually going to go. But like, just like, I wanted to see what they were selling for. I had to know, you know. So, yeah, that's how it's going. How about you? Just you ready for some chaos? You ready for a nap? This is like a potpourri episode, yes. Everyone. Like it's a grab bag. Mm-hmm. Like there's just random things we're gonna discuss. And I hope, yeah, a little trail mix. Just a little trail mix. And we hope that you all enjoy our trail mix episode. Since we already kind of opened at the top with the world tour, can we all just briefly discuss Justin Timberlake? And this is one of those like karma moments. Usually I wouldn't get this much joy out of someone having a DUI. Like I would be like, that is a concern. I'm sad for them and it shouldn't be turned into a public scrutiny, whatever. But no, this dude deserves it because this man has somehow like just skated by every other controversy. Like every, you know, so many women in his life, like the Janet Jacksons and the Britney Spears that have to absolutely gone through the ringer for absolutely no goddamn reason. And this man always somehow gets off scot-free. And it was just really nice to live in a world where finally, Justin Timberlake like gets taken down a peg. It's so good.
I'm still muted. I know. I was dying when I saw it. And I was like, you know what? Maybe there's a nice man in there in the jail cell with him singing him a song on the guitar to make him feel better. One can only hope.
One can only hope, you know? One can only hope. I loved everything about it. I love that it happened in the Hamptons. And so because of that, like the cop just like gave like absolutely, you know, like no dams. Because everyone in the Hamptons is a celebrity. Like I love that he didn't know. I love the quotes that have come out of this. I love everything. He posted something the other day on Instagram, which I did see. And it was like some shirt that he's trying to sell. And he's like, had to do it. And like all the comments were just like, this is going to ruin the door. I love that. Like no one was there to like be like, yeah, what a great shirt. Or like build them up. Or like, can't wait to see you in such and such. It was just people ragging on him. And it just it was so funny. He's going to ruin the door.
And then did you see the video of him I think I sent it to you. Afterwards, he goes, like, the next day or something, he does a show, and he just looks coked the fuck out. This guy is wrecked. Yeah. He is like, I am not a hot 22-year-old anymore.
Right. Yeah, it's rough. And
he's going through something.
Again, yeah, to be clear, usually we are very sympathetic to things like this. Truly sympathetic. But in this one particular instance, you're like, it's just, yeah.
I mean,
it's interesting. It's interesting to see. And yeah. Yeah, that's all I have to say about that. The memes, it's been funny. It's been a fun ride.
It really has. I've enjoyed it.
But yeah, obviously for the sake of, like, he is a father who has children, like, you know, hope everything's okay.
Yeah.
but for the memeability of it,
yeah.
Chef's kiss.
I don't know, man. I feel like he is letting the past couple years of his reckoning just, like, rip him to shreds. And I hope that Jessica Biel leaves him, if I'm being honest. But
yeah, if I'm being honest, I'm amazed they're
there's so many cheating, like, allegations.
Yeah, and she has stood by her man, and I'm not going to judge a woman for that by any means. Rock on, I guess, but I am like, I don't know, man. I feel like you could do better. Like, you could do better. Like, take the kids and run, you know? Just take the kids and run. It's fine. Yeah, I mean, I think that pretty much sums up my thoughts on the world tour. Justin Timberlake shenanigans. Would you like to segue us into, I'm really, this is just a potpourri episode, y'all, truly, at Trail Mix. There's no rhyme or reason to the connection between these stories. These are just things we want to discuss. And without further ado, would you like to segue us into the next thing we would like to discuss?
Okay. I don't know if y'all are into musical theater or not, but they are putting on a new cabaret. What's his name? Eddie Redmayne is the new cabaret guy. And just as, like, let's just do, like, a comparison, like a little comparison. Let me pull something up here. He performed at the Tonys, but what I want to look at first is, I'll find it. Don't worry, everybody.
Hi, Mesdames et Messieurs, ladies and gentlemen, I am your host, Vico and Kevin.
Okay, so that is the Schitt's Creek version, which, of course, is just beautiful.
Obviously iconic. Yes,
obviously. But Eddie Redmayne, I guess, has just, like, his own ideas of what this show is, what this character is, what the script means. It's alarming, and let's just play a little comparison.
And also, y'all are really going to need to look up the video.
Yes, you need the full visual. It is freaky as
fully fuck. Comprehend.
It is so scary.
He's a weird dude.
Oh, God.
The faces he was making in this part. Happy to see you
like that. Anyway, that's what his. It's bad.
Yeah, it's real bad. I get that, like, cabaret is campy, and it's, you know, he's supposed to be, like, French and whatnot. But having seen other versions of cabaret, I don't know what – I was like, did he think to be French you have to be, like, a weird little dude? Because he's giving off weird little dude energy, like, Very much so. My... Uh-oh, I can't hear you again. What is happening? What is happening? Curse the gods. Curse the technology gods.
Can you hear me now? Oh, okay.
Yes, now I can.
Mm-hmm. Eddie Redmayne was giving I said it perfectly when I was on mute. Uh-huh. Eddie Redmayne is giving haunted ventriloquist dummy in this performance. Yes. Big time.
Yes. That is a great way, honestly, to describe mm-hmm. it. Again, I can't stress enough. Please look this up. Just type into YouTube, like, Eddie Redmayne. Cabaret. And it'll show up, like, his performance at the Tonys. And you'll be like, what was this man thinking? Like, this is choices.
It was real spooky. For some reason.
Like, it's very disturbing. I was like, this isn't, like, camp. It's not cool. It's, like, it's just weird. Like, it's very bizarre. If that was one song we saw, I can't imagine if the whole show is like, I would be disturbed.
I know.
My friend AJ, his favorite like subgenre of film is prestige actor doing a funny little voice. And the second I watched this clip, I was like, I think AJ would go see this on Broadway because this is right up his alley. Prestige actor doing a funny little voice, like a weird, like when they just take like weird actor shirts, they're like, I'm being, you know, like artsy. Very method and artsy. And it's just like, no, man, you're a prestige actor doing a funny little voice. And it's, I'm going to tell you something, it's not working. It's just not working. But to each their own.
To each their own, man. I mean, I'm sure somebody out there must like that performance. I mean, he has a director.
Yeah, I was like, that was great. And I understand, like, when you watch performances on the Tonys, for anyone who is not a Tony performance, like, Tony Award fan, like, it is always kind of interesting because, again, they're so used to playing it very, like, large because they're playing it to what would be an audience in, you know, like, a theater. And then when they have to play it for the Tony Awards, they're playing it for a camera. And so sometimes, like, you know, certain performances don't translate very well to camera. But this took it to a whole new level. I was like, okay.
It was just like a totally strange interpretation of Cabaret. Yeah.
It's very creepy. Like, it's very eerie.
I would like to know where the thought process was. I would like to be in the room where that decision was made. Because it was very strange.
Yeah, to say the least.
So that was our next piece of potpourri.
Yeah, there you go. That's a little potpourri for anyone out there, big musical theater nerds.
If you're looking for jump scare.
Jump scare. It is a little bit. I was like Michael Ann talked to me about it, and I was like, yeah, I'm going to watch this. And I was like cooking dinner, and I put it on, and I literally was like, what? I had to like stop what I was doing because I was like, what is this? What is happening? It's very bizarre.
Yeah,
that's all right. Well, that's Eddie Redmayne. I also did text her, yes, I would like to discuss this, mostly so we can say his last name the way we do North Redmayne. So we just like using our old news-timey voices, okay?
We do.
All right. Next potpourri. Have you seen? I'm gonna do like my Jay Leno. Yeah, people are talking about this. Have you seen today? Obviously, everyone has been highly anticipating the new episode of New Heights podcast because we knew that the Eras tour would London shows would be discussed on it.
Yep.
And have you seen any of Jason and Travis discussing the tea, spilling the tea of the Eras tour?
I have only seen one clip, and it was. Jason basically saying that like it was a blast and she was amazing.
Yeah. So that's the clip I basically wanted to discuss, which is that Jason Kelsey is giving off the biggest dad energy, like girl dad energy I have ever. Like the fact that this man started tearing up talking about a young fan getting the 22 hat, I was like, that's my father. My father would cry. But I loved, like, they talk for, I mean, not like a super long time, but they talk for a good few minutes about just like how great it was and how impressed he was. And I also love how adorably proud Travis is. Like, and he's like explaining things to Jason because he hasn't been to as many shows as he has. And like, I just, it's just the cutest thing. And I was like, this is wholesome. This is the wholesome content that I'm here for. And we love a supportive man. We love a supportive family. Like, it just makes me so happy. And also I was just like, see, like, it is truly a crazy awesome experience. And like, people who do love a good sports environment or whatever, like, I don't, like, I've had conversations with people who love going to sporting events who don't understand concerts. And I'm like, do you like live stuff? Why you like live entertainment? Why wouldn't you like concerts? And they're like, well, you know what's gonna happen. And I'm like, you don't though. Like, things, it's live music. Like, things can happen at any point. That's gonna be our next potpourri, by the way. Oh. But anyways, so I was like, you know, I was, it just, you could tell like how much the atmosphere was important to him. Also, speaking of which, I read this thread a couple of weeks back. I can't even remember who it was from, but it was someone who was like verified, which doesn't really mean anything because like anyone can be verified on social media these days, but still. And she said that she had paid, you know, X amount of dollars to take her daughter to go see the Eras Tour and was very upset because she basically couldn't hear the Eras Tour over the crowd. And I was like, first of all, I have been to see Taylor Swift a few times in concert. And yes, the entire crowd is singing, but I've never had an issue with the sound mixing. No. Like, usually the sound mixing is good enough that you can still hear Taylor. So I'm like, I don't know where you were or what like stadium you're in, but like, maybe their sound mixing was bad. I'm not sure, but I've seen her in a few different places and I've never had that issue. But second of all, like, a lot of people were saying like, that's the point. Like, you can listen to her album anytime. Like, if you don't want to go and like sing along with people, like, if the half the point of going to a concert is to experience it with all the other fans, like, that's the fun of it. But it was just very like grouchy, like, get off my lawn vibes. And I was like, okay, grumpy lady. Like,
yeah.
Like, snooty matootie. But yeah, so I don't get that personally. But
I even wore earplugs and I could still hear her perfectly.
Yeah. Like, I don't understand that. I feel like I've never had that issue.
So weird.
But maybe where she was, there was bad sound mixing. And if so, I'm sorry to the fans, but I didn't see that. Like, whatever concert, because again, it's a couple weeks back. So whatever concert was, I don't remember that being like a big complaint online. So I think it was just her. I think some people just want to complain. Yeah, yeah. But yes, we love a girl dad. Everything about this clip was just really precious. I also really love that he snuck up on someone who was wearing his jersey, like, en route in, and like, and had a little moment with them. And I was like, why are y'all like so precious? I love
so
that.
So precious.
Fantastic. But yeah, so it was just, it made my heart really happy. And yes, more respecting of a great crowd, especially a great crowd of women just all there enjoying themselves. That's absolutely beautiful. Now the next, did you see about this? This is still Taylor Swift related. Did you ever see about this? I can't do a Jay Leno, everyone. I'm sorry. Also, for any of you younger listeners, you're like, who the fuck is Jay Leno? And also, it's probably best you don't know. You're not missing out.
Skip it.
Skip it. But anyways, did you see the whole Dave Grohl hoopla this weekend? So a few things to it. And the first one being that apparently it was because his daughter had said something about the private jet and she was getting a lot of hate on the internet. And so I think a lot of people are saying he was trying to like get it off of her, which may have been true. Also, like, why are we still on this private jet? Like, we've discussed it before on this podcast. We are like very neutral about it. Like, we don't love the carbon emissions, obviously, but also she's not the only person on planet Earth using a private jet and she's not being like super frivolous with it. And also at her level of fame, she can't fly commercially. I'm like, it's not possible. But anyways, so with that aside, I'm like, why are people still harping on this jet thing? And seriously, why is it always only her? Like, there are so many other people we could be talking about their frivolous use of private jets, but okay. So anyways, but so that may have been the reason, which whatever, like, I mean, from my understanding, Dave Grohl's a cool guy. He's a chill guy. I really like him. I've seen the Foo Fighters live. I think they put on a great show. From my understanding, him and Taylor have a pretty good relationship. I don't think he was really trying to throw any like really bad shade at her, but it was just kind of a dick thing to say. So again, I don't really know what the whole situation was, but I was like, really? Like, I like, they do play live, but she then did kind of slap back at night three and say like, my band is playing live for you for 3.5 hours.
Yes.
Which I do love. I love a little shade. I was like, that was good. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Yes.
That. But yeah, I just was like very upsetting coming from Dave Grohl. Dave Grohl, who is like very famous for being like, there's no shame in liking Britney Spears' Toxic. Like, it's a great fucking song. Like, he seems to be the type of person who's like what you like. Just music is great. And more music means, you know, more fans of music is a great thing. And concerts are a great thing, whatever concert you're going to. And so I was like, it's just very strange that he would have said that. But again, maybe it was just he was trying to get some heat off his daughter. I don't know. But I was like, oh, Dave Grohl, really? You? I like you.
I know.
Again, it's not like souring my opinion of the man, but it was just like a little bit disappointing, you know?
I would like, I see the tweet that says, oh, here it is. Oh, yeah. Okay. So she tweeted back in January. Why can't Taylor Swift just drive like everyone else? But like, I will say though, there are Swifties who are literally fucking crazy.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. And any fandom, there is people that, because let me tell you, we're about to get to a discussion about fandoms in a minute, about another fandom I'm involved in. But in any fandom, like, I think there are some Swifties that are absolutely, like, will just jump down your throat. And again, like, can't admit that she's like a human who isn't a perfect person, who whatever. Like, again, and when I see people talking about the jet, I'm never a keyboard warrior who's like gonna go and be like, well, actually, she has to fly private. And like, I don't, like, I'm, what, that's wasted energy, man. Like, I don't have time to fight about that. I don't care that much about it. You know what I mean? Like, I just don't. So, yeah, I don't understand. And again, like, sometimes people are bringing up really valid points about it. And like, I hear you, I see you, I respect your valid points about it. So, yes, I'm not gonna be like, damn, damn, damn. But yeah, I don't understand why some people, just the internet, man, it's great, but it's also bad sometimes. Also, you know? Bad.
It's also real bad. Sometimes. Real quickly, I have to go pick up this rogue piece of wood so that Willow doesn't
this
eat it.
Rogue piece of wood. It's a beautiful song. That's our new hit single. Stream it wherever you listen to music, iTunes, Spotify.
Ugh, crazy motherfuckers. Don't embarrass me, motherfucker.
Hi, I'm back.
I'm keeping him. Don't embarrass me, motherfucker. Completely out of context, too. We're just gonna.
Just have it randomly in there. I like that. I support that.
Yeah. It's chaos. Mm-hmm. Maybe a chaos Thursday. This is how chaotic this Thursday is. That while you were wrangling the puppers, I quickly went on to social media and I followed this page. It's called the Unofficial Universal Orlando Podcast. And they posted about how Universal Orlando Resort debuted the first lady conductor in Hogsmeade. And my first thought was, there weren't women before. Like, it's a conductor. That was a gendered role.
I don't understand.
How is this the first one? And like, that's what most of the comments were. We're like, how is this the first? They're like, is this in the books? The conductor has to be a man. And they're like, no, the conductor's not even mentioned in the books, which is true from my recollection of Harry Potter. So, you know, also in the movies, the conductor is never shown. So, yeah, I don't know why. Apparently, it was always just men, but they finally have a lady one. And next step, I would like it to be a trans woman, personally, just to piss her off. Suck on that.
Where are the conductors in the park? Like, where are they?
So when you enter Hogsmeade, you know how there's like the facade of the train, so not the real train that you take from park to park, but there's like the little facade, and it's just like a little like character meet and greet, like people will stop and take pictures with them. Oh. So it's just like a little like person who works in entertainment basically for Universal, and I guess it's always been men, which I mean, kind of thinking about it, I have only ever seen men, but I didn't know that it was like a role that they only cast men
in. I didn't realize it was like so, intentional.
Yeah, so that's interesting, but there is no official, because again, the conductor doesn't even have a name, because you know, well, maybe y'all don't know, but at theme parks a lot, when there are certain roles, they'll give it a very like gender neutral name, so that way they can cast both. For instance, in the now defunct attraction at Universal, Poseidon's Adventure, it was someone named Taylor who took you on the tour, because you could have a girl Taylor, a boy Taylor sort of situation. So, so usually it's like they name them something very gender neutral and you'll see them have like, you know, they'll switch back and forth. But yeah, the conductor doesn't even have a name. So like the night bus driver, I could see because like in the movies you saw that character. So you wanted to fit that description. But the when have we ever actually seen the Hogs, like the Hogwarts Express conductor? Never. So yeah, there you go, everyone. Fun fact, apparently Universal Orlando now has lady wings.
Well, welcome like, to this decade, right, I guess.
Yeah, right. Welcome to your 2024 Universal. We're proud of you. Finally making it here.
They were just waiting for J.K. Rowling to approve that.
Yeah, probably. She's like, well, as long as it's a real woman.
Do they ovulate?
Yeah, do they ovulate? Do they have a uterus? Okay, then I guess they're allowed to. As long as they're cisgendered.
Ugh.
Yeah. Good old J.K.
I got sweet potato on my sweatshirt.
Oh, sweet potato on my sweatshirt.
Sweet potato on my sweatshirt.
This is the sequel to the potato opus, is the sweet potato
opus. Sweet potato opus.
Sweet potato opus. Come on here. You heard it here first, folks. Coming live. I'm North Redmayne.
North Redmayne. With Eddie. With Eddie Redmayne.
Eddie Redmayne.
Welcome.
So creepy.
And then he like takes his little like party hat and he's like,
yes, like very jerking movements. It's like,
yeah,
it's terrifying.
It's like very giving, it's giving murder. It's giving murder, and I don't like it.
It's giving murderer. Yeah.
All right, I think that takes me to my last topic that I have to discuss. So we can discuss this before the dogs go absolutely insane. Okay. Sorry. Clear my throat there. Okay. This is my last thing I need to discuss. Okay. This is my like little rant of the day for everyone. And that is Star Wars.
Excellent.
yes, Star Wars. Also just like media literacy in people is my biggest complaint. But here's the situation. Okay. Big for anyone who does not know, I feel like this has come up a few times on the podcast, but just to reiterate, lifelong Star Wars fan, like super big Star Wars fan. I love Star Wars. Again, I don't think it's a perfect franchise, but I love it. I'm forgiving of it. You know, I can find good in just about any Star Wars content that I watch. Like, I'm not a hater, you know? And again, if I didn't, I would stop watching it. But nothing has ever completely turned me off of it. I've enjoyed everything. So I've continued to watch the new content that they put out. Now, so just a backstory. Had a Star Wars wedding, Star Wars proposal, got engaged on May the 4th. Okay, so like that's where I'm at. All right, everyone? Yes. Anywho, with that out of the way, without further ado, The Acolyte has come out. And it has been divisive, to say the least. And I would like to say I don't love it personally. I'm going to continue watching it. I think it's got enough good in it that I would like to keep continue watching it.
Zuko just threw up.
Uh-oh.
Okay, I'll be right
Zuko,
back.
Poor buddy. Michael Ann will be releasing her mixtape, I'm Strong, I'm Brave, with the second track, I'm Gonna Throw Up Everywhere. You can get it. Oh, loud noises. You can get it exclusively at hatespinnerbaitpod.com, which does not exist. But if it did.
Oh my god, oh my god. No, no.
The third track will be, oh my god, oh my god, oh my god.
I love you. You're worth it.
The thing is she's not even editing this episode, so she won't get to hear me say this. So should I keep my rambling? Maybe.
Just another day.
Just another day in paradise. Mm. I just want you to know two things happened while you were gone. One, I may have come up with the cold open for this episode. Two, our queen just posted us on her story.
Really?
That's always a nice little surprise and delight. Yeah, our girl Sarah shouting us out on the gram. Thanks, Sarah. We appreciate you. We love you. You're magnificent. Posting about our latest episode. Okay, slay.
Uh-oh, somebody's having problems with our Discord.
I know. I'm sorry, Colleen. We'll figure that out for you, hopefully. I'm not good at it either, really, but we'll figure it out for you.
Look at her sharing our stuff to her stories. Wow.
Yeah. Wow. Guys, it never gets old.
I'm giddy. I'm like,
I was like, ooh, Sarah Dessen has a new story. And I was like, oh my God, it does.
It does.
I'm so excited. I'm excited every time. Our queen. Okay. So before we left for a brief pause, everyone, where Michael and I had to go help out our little friend Zuko, we were discussing Star Wars, The Acolyte to be exact, and its divisiveness, and people basically review bombing it because people are racist. Let's call a spade a spade. People are racist and also homophobic because there's like a witch clan of all women, and basically it's inferred that they're lesbian mothers because they have the girls that have two moms. Spoilers also for the Acolyte, everyone. So to be clear, I do not think that the show is spectacular, to be honest, but I think that that mostly is because I don't love this era of Star Wars. I'm not a big High Republic girly. I know a lot of fans really love a lot of the novels that are set in the High Republic and whatever, but just to me, from a storytelling perspective, it's not my favorite time period. So, yeah. Also, because when you have the High Republic and you're following a story of mostly Jedi, when they are in their, like, most Jedi-y, which is during the High Republic when it's, like, peaceful times and they're, like, the most powerful badasses in the galaxy, they're kind of boring people to follow because Jedi are, like, very one-dimensional. We must be calm and da-da-da. And when you have a scene of five or six of them all talking to each other, snooze fest McGee, okay? Like, I love the Jedi, but they're not fun to watch. You know what's fun to watch? A bunch of scruffy-looking Nerf herders. That's why we all fell in love with Star Wars, because it was scoundrels and the rebellion, right? And then the Jedi were just kind of, like, briefly mentioned, and you're like, oh, is this cool, mysterious thing? But I don't, like, really know a lot about it. And then, obviously, in the prequels, we got to know a little bit more about the Jedi, which, again, I think some of the reason that the prequels don't go over so strongly is because, again, you have a room full of Jedi having conversation with each other, which is not very interesting just because of the temperament that they kind of have to be Jedi. So, anywho, so I think that's kind of one of the biggest issues with this show, which isn't really the show's fault. It's not the director's fault. It's not the actor's fault. They're all just working with the material that they have. It's just the way Jedi are, right? But again, because of course a young black female happens to be the lead, and because you have some of the things like basically the fact that they're saying it's, you know, two lesbian moms and whatnot that are the mother of these people are just review bombing it like crazy. And it's just one of those things, and I know that, like, I mean, I hope one day it changes, but I just know that it's one of those things that, again, makes Star Wars fans look crazy, mm-hmm. And there are, like, there are so many crazy Star Wars fans. There's also so many great, amazing, beautiful, wonderful, you know, fans and friendships and a community that has built over these movies and this, you know, now what has come even more than just movies, obviously. If you ever get a chance to go to something like a Star Wars Celebration, it is just like legitimately a love fest for like 4 days. It's great. It's like more hippy dippy than Woodstock. Like people are just like, I love you and I love Star Wars. It's so great. And everyone's like really sleep deprived and it's beautiful. But yeah, just like somebody, I'm like, I don't want to be associated with you people. Like I love this franchise so much and I love this fandom so much. And yet people like you, like, I don't want to be associated with you. I don't want to be associated with people who review bomb a show because a black woman is the lead character in it. Like, it pisses mm-hmm. me off so much. And just the shit that any minority has had to go through, basically, that has ever remotely touched Star Wars is just insane and frustrating. And how many people have been run off social media because of it or have been had to deal with shit. Like, Ahmed Best, who, again, it's not his fault that Jar Jar Binks turned off the way that Jar Jar right. Binks did. It's so frustrating. And then on top of it, when you have all these people who like have a quote unquote voice in the community, like pretend to be experts on something. And I just like some of these fanboys, oh my God, like you just can't, they contradict themselves. Like on one hand, they will be like, the only good thing that's come out of Disney, Lucasfilm and Disney merging is the Mandalorian. And they will worship the Mandalorian and be like, give those people who are in charge of it more more things to do. And one of those people is Dave Filoni, who I very respect. He's a great person, or I don't know. Hopefully he's a great person. He's a great creator. He understands Star Wars really well. I don't know him personally. I really hope he's a good person. He seems like he should be. But anyways, he gets it. He literally was under George Lucas. He started working at Lucasfilm and George Lucas was still in charge of it. He worked on the Clone Wars. He, of course, you know, most famously created the character of Ahsoka Tano. And has done a lot of things with that. And yet people will be pissed off at shows like Ahsoka or shows like this. And it's like, you realize that, like, he has a hand in these things, right? So, like, on one hand, you're like, that guy gets it. Give him more stuff to do. But then you're pissed off when – because, like, one of the things people don't like about this show is that it's kind of, like, tarnishing, I'm saying in air quotes, the Jedi name. And I'm like, you haven't been fucking watching Star Wars. Because if you want to go ahead and point fingers as to who, quote-unquote, made the Jedi complicated, it's George Lucas. Are you really going to look at me and tell me that George Lucas doesn't understand Star Wars? No. The man is Star Wars. He is the canon. Right. And then Dave Filoni created a character who, again, most people in the fandom love. I certainly love and respect Ahsoka Tano. And one of the biggest things she did was leave the Jedi Order because the Jedi Order is fucked. Like that is the point of Star Wars. It's like you want, just like in actual life, like you want things to be better. Like the Jedi as a concept are very interesting. They're trying their best. They are at their heart, I think, good people. But the overall system is messed up. And that is what this story has been about. And the best Jedi are the people that get that. Your Qui-Gon Jinns, your Ahsoka Tanos, your Luke Skywalkers, whatever. And that is why I think if they actually do go for it and make this Rey story where she's trying to build up a new Jedi Order, I would love for them to let Jedi get married. I would love for them to be like, we have made mistakes. We cannot go back to the old ways. We need to move forward and progress. Like, that is what it is. And instead, you have all these people being like, they're ruining my childhood because Jedi aren't one-dimensional anymore. That's not interesting. Right. Like, it's to make them interesting, compelling characters, you have to make drama. You have to make whatever. And, like, if I have to see one more thing where they're like, this new show is saying Jedi are bad, I'm like, first of all, media literacy, it's not. And second of all, like, this isn't new. We only care that they're making Jedi bad because a black girl is in it. Like, get the fuck out of here.
100%. That's
right. Anyways, I've been very riled up about this, as you can tell. Fucking fan. First of all, get media literacy. Second of all, y'all are hypocrites. And thirdly, I don't want to be associated with you. Like, I want to be able to tell people I like Star Wars and not be associated with the likes of you.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's pretty much my rant. Because I was like, there is valid criticism of this show, but it is so lost in this bullshit that, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's, then you can't actually critique it for what it needs to be critiqued for. And again, it's getting more interesting as it goes along. Like, I do think there's something there, and I'm intrigued to see where it ends, because I think that might make the whole thing kind of worth the time. But yeah, these people, but I'm so tired of people being like, Lucasfilm and, you know, Disney has ruined again. There are many things you can criticize Disney for, but ruining your childhood is not one of them. If Star Wars is no longer bringing you joy, stop watching. Stop giving them money. Exactly. Stop wasting your time and breath. There's so many things that I've been fans of that I was like, you know what? I'm not liking this anymore. I'm going to step out. It didn't ruin my enjoyment of it that I had, you know, and again, you'll always have that original. If you just like the original trilogy, it's not going anywhere.
Right.
You can watch it. Like, you know, their goal is to get new fans all the time. And a new generation is growing up on the TV shows. That'll be the first thing that they watch, is these live action TV shows on Disney Plus. And it's just like, maybe this just isn't for you. You know, like, this is the new kid Star Wars. And that's fine. Like, this is the problem about white cisgendered males, is they think everything needs to be for them. And I'm sorry, sometimes it isn't. Yeah. And you got to put on your big boy panties and realize.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, jeez. Anyways, that's my rant. I'm going to get off my soapbox. Star Wars is great. Not every single piece of content in Star Wars is going to be for you, or you're going to watch the stuff you like. Don't watch the stuff you
get over it.
Simple as that. Get over it. Get over it, motherfuckers. Yeah, I just don't understand, if you hate something, just going online and talking about it all the time. Like, there are so many things I could be talking about that I like Sarah Dessen and Taylor Swift. And Star Wars content that I do like, that I'm not going to waste my time being like, you know what? I actually don't really like the Batman. I'm not telling you why.
The Batman.
Like, No, because nobody cares.
Right.
Nobody cares. I'm not going to change anyone's opinion who does like it. So we're not going to do it. We're not going to do it.
Crazy.
Anyways, this is fun. Bethany Rants. I hope y'all enjoyed. This episode was truly chaos. Dogs were puking.
Yes.
Songs. Eddie Redmayne was doing weird things with Cabaret. Taylor Swift is great. And we love a supportive boyfriend. And stop being racist, Star Wars fans.
Yes. Thanks. Take care of yourselves. Yes.
Take care of yourself. Much love. We'll see y'all real soon. Talk to you before. What are we doing? Chapters 8 and 9? Is that right? 7 and 8. We're going to be back with more Moon and more.
Bye.